This is the Alternative Media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth the puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the New World Order. Prepare yourself. This is the Alternative Media.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever. Representation of we the people. It is Saturday, August 10th, 2019. We're in hour two of the broadcast. And wow, how about some of the crazy news? Jeffrey Epstein dead in apparent suicide, hanging himself while on suicide watch. You know, I printed this off to share today, which I think is really interesting. Let's see. Breitbart ran the story this past week. Neighbors in a New York City building tied to disgraced financier Jeffrey Epstein's alleged trafficking ring said that former Prime Minister Ehud Barak was a frequent presence there, the Daily Beast reported. Residents in the Upper East Side said they knew when Barak was in the building, which is owned by Epstein's younger brother Mark, because there were flashy cars outside and burly security guards in the lobby. When he wasn't in his apartment, the security guards would hang out in the lobby as if it was their own living room, a resident of 301 East 66th Street told the outlet. They would sprawl out, they'd put all their stuff on the couches, and sometimes they ate on the table. You can find the pictures of this, too. So the former Prime Minister of Israel was a frequenter as well. You know, who knows which way this will go? Will it go the way of all this information coming out? Or will this lead to the massive cover-up? You know, it's kind of like the Harvey Weinstein story. You know, you don't hear any of that. Remember when it was Bill Cosby? It was every night on the news. And what Harvey Weinstein done was, you know, in comparison, is much worse than Bill Cosby. But Bill Cosby was on the news every night. He's in prison today. But the Harvey Weinstein case, well, it gets no attention whatsoever. So I wanted to share that. Also, this past week, it was in Breitbart News, rocker Tommy Lee warns Trump supporters, "We're going to pay you back so effing hard for all of this," and I'm not going to use the last word there, but so I thought it was interesting. You know, I didn't know, you know, I don't keep up with everybody's politics that's famous. I didn't know he felt this way, but, you know, when this past week there was one of the guys that was beat up, he looked Oriental, and I mean, he was really beat up for wearing a MAGA hat, the tolerant left, you know. Wanting that unobtainable equality always, but they want every kind of diversity except political diversity. They can't stand that. But I thought it was interesting. He goes on to say that they're going to take all of our guns and build a massive metal mountain made of confiscated guns emblazoned with the face of Hillary Clinton. So I thought I would just throw that in. That's what some of these, and you know, I could care less about people's opinions just because they're proficient with playing with balls or because they are famous for singing or whatever. You know, the media portrays that their opinion matters more for whatever reason because they're proficient with playing with balls than your opinion, you know, and I just don't buy that whatsoever. The other thing is, you know, these reporters, they write these stories and then they try to justify their opinion, their narrative, by including what somebody tweeted, you know. So they go through, they cherry pick the tweet they want to include in the story, and that's supposed to somehow give some justification that, you know, this is correct because they found somebody out in the Twitter world that shared the opinion. And they're promoting this. I mean, they're using this to justify that this slanted, biased, hypocritical media is somehow representing the actual masses out here in society. That's how they do it. It's ridiculous if you just sit back and think about it. All right, I tell you what, we're going to play. This is a little bit lengthy, but I wanted to get it in. I wanted everyone to hear what Patrick Little had to say. And after that, I'll take phone calls for the rest of the broadcast. 1-800-313-9443. 1-800-313-9443. Let's go ahead and play Patrick Little.
Good morning, my fellow Americans. I've been scouting out here in Boise, Idaho, looking at things that are coming to a once peaceful city. I was going to just completely stop with the activism and sit back and wait for the American people to be ready to see what's coming to even small-town America. I don't like what I've seen in Boise. Not at all. We've got Somalis that governmental agencies run by the you-know-whos have brought in. I talked to a young man trying to raise a family, one of three white families on his block, who's surrounded by Somalis and illegals. The Somali kids recently started throwing Molotov cocktails on the street and escalations of gang violence for preteens and teens. Boise, this beautiful city nestled on the Boise River, is being destroyed. My fellow Americans, I've come here today to say that I will resume activism again. And I'm going to start this broadcast by saying, number one, I have not withdrawn from my current bid for the presidency. I've thought about it long and hard. And even if the three large Israeli-controlled voting machine and electronic paper ballot counting machines block the polls from coming true in the ballot boxes, as happened to me in California, where my 18% poll got turned into 1% at the ballot box somehow magically, there is value in campaigning. I've spread the word far and wide, from the hills of the mountains above Boise, to the foothills next to Boise, to the flatland, to the farmers, to the ranchers. I have gone out and I have been handing out links to Eustace Mullen's book, Why Patton Was Murdered, like they were hotcakes. And the people are listening, and the people are ready to hear why things like Epstein, the Mossad operation to control our legislative branch, with child molestation and secret cameras and his little St. John's Island, how these things are being used to control our government for a foreign hostile power that has committed terrorist attacks against my country. That right there is a Marine Corps flag. It's a Department of the Navy. Every time you question your steadfastness in the saddle, when you're pursuing liberty and independence and sovereignty for our country, I want you to remember the men on the USS Liberty that lay dying on the deck when the Israelis napalmed the deck, with the men being triaged on deck after they opened fire with cannons and rockets and bombs and machine gun fire ripping through the hull of that unarmed vessel, that U.S. naval vessel. I want you to remember how the Israeli pilots confirmed back to base, and we intercepted it, so did the Egyptians, so did the Lebanese, so did the Syrians, confirming that it was an American ship they were about to launch a false flag terror attack against. I want you to remember the sailors, our men in uniform, being lowered in life rafts from the ship that probably should have sunk as the Israelis opened fire and tore those life rafts to shreds. That is a war crime. And I will not rest until the Israeli terrorists, the Israeli government that killed those men, committing a war crime against the United States, have been brought to justice. I've heard some good language out of President Trump lately. He named the white man, and his White House spokeswoman for the press, his press secretary, named the Jew when she asked, "What ethnicity are you?" And she did not back down, and she was not ashamed. She stood, and she questioned the Jew, which is one step shy of naming the Jew. We seek liberty and independence and sovereignty for our country. We seek to fulfill our military, police, and state office oaths. We seek independence, liberty, and justice for all Americans. Boise is being destroyed. The happy white families walking down the paths and the others that have been here since with ancestors from before the Jewish 1965 Seller Act, they're scared. They don't know what to do. I haven't said who I am. I've just been going around letting them know who killed Patton, who killed Kennedy, which country has an illegal nuclear weapons program that they refuse to admit to having, using stolen weapons-grade uranium from the NUMEC facility in Pennsylvania. The landscape has been poisoned. No farmer or rancher will be able to use that land for 500,000 years around that naval nuclear weapons-grade storage facility for uranium, 97% enriched in Pennsylvania, because the Jews thought it was more important to secure Israel in its escalations against its neighbors than it was to do right by the American people. And right now, hundreds, perhaps thousands of pounds of weapons-grade uranium, according to our own government, at least 400 pounds, has been stolen by the Israeli terrorist state. Think about that. If any other country had stolen our weapons-grade uranium used for our U.S. Navy, and my ancestors served that Navy, one of them achieved the rank of captain and commanded a nuclear submarine base. They stole our uranium, and now they've got those missiles pointed at our cities. I've talked to men and women of our federal law enforcement agencies, and they're afraid of calling out the Israelis on having the Samson option, the missiles pointed at our cities, European cities too, because they're afraid that the Jews will overreact and nuke us. Well, I tell you one thing. We are Americans, and we do not cave to terrorism. We hate terrorism, and we love our patriots. And we will not allow these Jewish terrorists to continue to kill our generals and our presidents like they did. Robert Kennedy, well, he would have been president, John F. Kennedy, and General Patton. I encourage you strongly to offline all materials that can be used to wake up your fellow Americans, that can be used to help inspire them to restore our sovereignty and independence. Print off paper copies of Eustace Mullen's books. Why Patton Was Murdered is a big one. Print off a paper copy of Henry Ford. Put stuff on thumb drives. Right now, the Jews are destroying the free and open internet. YouTube and Google, they're run by Larry Page, Sergey Brin, and Wyshevsky. These are three Israeli Jews that control 90% of the political commentary. YouTube videos, that's right, YouTube videos are 90% of the political commentary. It is part of the political process, part of the election process. And foreign agents control that, the Israelis. I've been studying up. Ellison runs Oracle, which runs almost every single state and federal and local government database, meaning the Israelis have a backdoor, even without the 1967 Intelligence Sharing Agreement that was signed by Lyndon Johnson, that traitorous son of a bitch. They have backdoors to all of our government databases. Larry Ellison in the early 2000s donated hundreds of millions of dollars to the terrorist IDF, the same IDF that laid siege to the USS Liberty and killed or wounded 200 American servicemen, 200 plus. 34 of them died from this Israeli terrorist attack. I want you to remember, Israel is a state that planted improvised explosive devices in U.S. military installations and MWR facilities in Egypt in the 1950s in the Levant Affair. Israel is a terrorist country. They control our Department of Homeland Security, and there are good American agents in our regional field offices for the Federal Bureau of Investigation that know this. There are good men and women. Don't let the Jews anonymously gaslight you on the message boards into thinking that there are no good men and women in uniform or in federal law enforcement. There are. And the Jews want us to come off as crazy or violent or malicious or just some Marvel comic book caricature of an evil villain. That's how the Jews are trying to make those of us that call out Israeli war crimes against the United States appear. They want us to appear crazy. They want to sever the link between loyal veterans like myself, loyal civilians who were in the Boy Scouts, loyal Americans that go to church on Sunday, that pay their taxes and that put in their day's work. They're trying to sever the bond between us and the men and women in uniform under arms that can protect us from the terrorist state of Israel that wages war against the American public every single day of our life.
Okay, is that the end, Kim? All right, I wanted to get that in. I mean, one, I just barely knew that he had kind of took a break or whatever, but I thought his reporting of what was going on there in Iowa was really interesting. So we're going to take phone calls for the rest of the broadcast, 1-800-313-9443. We're going to go to Tony in Chicago, then we got Art off the grid. Tony, how you doing? Thanks for holding.
Yeah. Farron, look, I want to play what my pastor in Vero Beach, Florida, and his crew has to say about this Kabbalistic Jew hoax shooting. in El Paso, Texas last weekend. It's really worth a listen. It's going to be about 2 minutes, and that's about what you give me anyway. Okay, so let's roll it.
So apparently, this young man drove all the way from Dallas, Texas, to El Paso, Texas. Okay,
right. That's about a 10-hour drive.
That's a 10-hour drive. So I'm going to ask our listeners and viewers, how did he get there? Well, you're going to say, well, he drove. Well, my next question for you is, what did he drive?
A truck, a plane, a car, a simple sedan.
Right. Well, according to the Daily Mail, Rick, now get this, according to the Daily Mail, he was taken into custody about a quarter of a mile from the attack after he got off a motorcycle and surrendered with his hands up to an officer. Now, I'm going to say that again. He got off a motorcycle and surrendered with his hands up to an officer saying, I'm the shooter, he told police, according to the affidavit.
Just like the MK Ultra handler programmed him to say.
So you're telling me, you expect me to believe that somebody rode on a motorcycle
from on the highway,
on the interstate in Texas from Dallas to El Paso with an AK-47 on his back. And no one questioned it. I mean, when he stopped for gas and filled up the tank on the motorcycle, which had to be at least two or three times on a 10-hour trip, no one questioned, hey, you know, there's a guy out here at the gas pump with an AK-47.
Oh, I'll raise it.
I mean, no one's thought of that. No one's questioned that at all.
Well, Doc, the initial reports were also that he first went into Walmart to get some chickens, to get some food. So presumably he didn't bring the rifle with him on his first trip into the Walmart.
He left it laying on his motorcycle.
That's, according to this story, where was the rifle while he was getting chicken in Walmart?
On the seat of his motorcycle.
This is so ridiculous.
Who, when they're hungry, said, I'm going to go to Walmart and get
anyway, you heard it. Okay, Baron, you heard it.
Wow, Tony, I did not know that. I had not heard that one. That's really interesting.
And it's right out of the Daily Mail. Okay. Look it, Farron, I know time's rolling. People need to go into a Walmart. I've gone in there twice and look around. Okay, this thing is a Jew hoax fraud straight out of the Kabbalah Zohar. Okay, you can take your pick. Take your pick of scenarios. This guy is a total hoax. He fraud. He's a dupe. He was never in that thing, the stinking store. Okay, take your pick. Three guys came in there in black. They shot off ammunition or they shot off real rounds. It's all on video. Please, it's a Walmart. And after this Jeffrey Epstein's suicide, I'm sorry how anybody can think any of these fake Jew shootings started with Columbine or real. I don't know. Because this thing is mind-boggling. You knew this Epstein thing was going to come. And if that doesn't just say it all about what's coming down in this country, I don't know what is. And I'll let the next caller go. Thank you.
Hey, thanks for sharing that. And, you know, what gets me about... are you still there, Tony? He's gone. Okay, what gets me about all these scenarios is, you know, it's so convoluted the way the media reports that you have to do what Tony's done is look for alternative media sources to try to find something that you can, you know, to try to get some semblance of truth of what is actually happening. There is a lot of things that are strange about that shooting. All right, Art off the grid, 1-800-313-9443 if you'd like to call in. Art, how you doing? Thanks for holding. Hey, Art. Do we have young Art? No, Art. Hey, Art, I can't hear you.
Hey, there goes the beep. How you doing, Karen?
Hey, doing good. Glad to have you on. What's on your mind today? What do you think about all this?
I was all over the Daily Mail looking for that clip. I can't find it. So if that caller there, if you would go to One American Renegade, the number one American Renegade, the number one .chatango.com, and post a link to that, I would sure appreciate it, because I'd like to put that on my page. You know, this whole thing, that kind of got me all sidetracked there, didn't it?
Let me say this before you start, Art. Tony, if you didn't catch all that, if you want to email that to me, I'll forward it to Art. Go ahead, Art.
Oh, I hear the music.
All right, just hang on. We'll talk about it on the other side. We've got Art Off the Grid in Franklin, North Carolina coming up. 1-800-313-9443 if you'd like to join in.
Bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state, from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
All right, we're back on the Alternative Media Fair and in the studio taking your phone calls. We've got Art Off the Grid. Break got you. Go ahead, Art.
Okay. That gave me time to remember what it was I called in about. hey, that clip just kind of like, I was, whoa, wait a minute. You mean he drove 6 hours down the interstate with all that body armor and, wow, on a motorcycle? Damn, boy, He must have been camouflaged. I know what it was. He had one of those gosh darn Romulan cloaking devices.
I'm glad Tony shared it. That really was interesting. I had not heard that, and I've got a stack of about four stories here about that.
Yeah, it's definitely an eye opener for sure on the development of this. But anyway, I want to talk more mainly about, like, some of the reaction to this. I was reading an article this morning, the Missouri guy that, you know, the Missouri guy that walked into the Walmart there with all the body armor and everything, he said, I was just testing the Second Amendment. Oh, I think you were testing just how stupid you thought everybody might be. But my big thing is, like, with Trump, isn't it interesting how you know, almost like within days after these shootings, right out of nowhere comes new background check legislation and all of this. And it takes me back to when Barack Obama was campaigning in 2008, and he said, you know, and he was commenting about people clinging to their religions and their guns. Well, I'm not really religious, but I do cling to my guns. we're not looking to create any new legislation, whatever. And I think it was like 6 days after he was sworn in, legislation hit his desk for stricter gun regulation. Wow, imagine that. And all of a sudden, here we see something along the same lines. After a massive number of these shootings, all of a sudden, bam, right out of nowhere, they have this stuff already prepared and ready to go. All they need is that one little trigger event that's going to allow people to say, yeah, yeah, good idea, let's do that. So we got that going on. And then we got Trump talking about this new, he wants to work with social media, the left-wing propaganda arm of social media, which already censors and bans a lot of conservative voices and those in the middle, you know, independents and whatever, who don't agree with the left-wing agenda. They're being censored as well. But he wants to partner up with them to create new algorithms to search for and thwart the efforts of people such as these crazy lunatic fringe shooter wannabe whatevers. And but remember Barack Obama with the NDAA, we would never use that authority to indefinitely detain. But what did they do? How many people are currently being detained without representation, without attorneys, without evidence? Yeah, it's going on right now. So, yeah, they did use the authority. So here we got another similar scenario between Barack Obama and Donald Trump, all right? And then we have Walmart. When all these left-wing loony bins jumping up after the El Paso shooter, we want you to stop selling guns, and Walmart CEO comes out and says, yeah, we got no plans to stop selling guns at our stores or anything like that, because after all, they are the number one seller of firearms in the United States. Isn't that kind of odd? A left wing, a big lefties, the Walton family they are, but yet they're the biggest firearm seller in the United States. But they're not going to cut into their bottom line. Why? Because they're not stupid. But yet, at the same time, reports came out yesterday that Walmart has issued orders that any imagery, be it posters, videos, when you have, you go back in the electronic sections where they have the TVs and all of them playing, you're not allowed to have any kind of video games or any kind of video of any kind or any kind of movie or anything like that that shows violent imagery. So now they're removing from your view anything that they deem, you know, offensive or threatening. But they're still going to sell guns. For now, because I guarantee you it's coming. And for you Walmartians out there, I want to remind you, look at what happened to Dick's Sporting Guns Sporting Goods when they decided to stop selling guns. See how this is all playing out, Farron?
And they're still going to sell the violent video games. They're just not going to allow posters and imagery of it. I mean, it's really kind of ironic the direction that they would choose. But yeah, I did see that, and I know what you're talking about with Dick's Sporting Goods. That didn't work out so well for them.
Yeah, this is the typical play-by-play. I mean, anybody who cannot see this just simply has not been paying attention, because anybody that's been paying attention to this for just a couple of years, for crying out loud, you ain't had to been in this like you and I have been for, like, you know, 15, 20 years. If you've been paying attention for at least 2 years, you should be able to see the pattern by now, because it's the same pattern over and over and over again. And I've had people ask me, well, why would they do that? Why would they keep using the same techniques and the same tactics? And I look them straight in the face and said, are you completely without logic? If it works, why change up your tactic? If your play-by-play works every single time, why change? You don't have to come up with a new strategy if the opposing team keeps falling for your defense, for your games. Believe me, if my enemies kept falling for the same thing that I was doing over and over again, I'd keep doing the same thing. I wouldn't have to keep changing up tactics. This is why they keep winning and we keep losing.
Oh, I agree.
We need to change the rules of the game. We need to change the game into our favor. And I can't get people to understand this concept. Stop playing into their garbage. Stop using their language. Stop using their terminology. Stop playing the game by their damn rules. You cannot win a baseball game if you're playing by the rules of football.
That's
change the rules in your favor. That's how you win. And I can't get people to understand this concept.
Well, hey, thank you so much. Thank you so much, Art. I'm getting calls stacked up. Very interesting. Oh, I mean, I think everybody really feels a sense of urgency and pressure from all the insanity that's going on in our country. And I appreciate that, Art. Okay, Frank in North Carolina. Then we've got Frank in New York, Laura and Rick coming up. Frank, how you doing?
Oh, let's see. We're about ready for a break, aren't we? Or are we going through the break? Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, just going by my watch. Let's see. A couple things real quick. I'm actually on the internet.
We skipped it.
Okay.
So
I'm actually great. Appreciate it. Hey, I'm actually on the internet today, just due to kind of some emergency stuff going on. But I'm listening, multitasking, and. I took the opportunity to look up this prime minister, this new British prime minister. I'd heard he was Jewish or had some Jewish ancestry is actually what I heard. But one of his experiences as a young man was very influential on him. Apparently, he was a volunteer on an Israeli kibbutz. And that has had a really big impact on him as far as his feelings towards the land of Israel and the Jewish people. Now, don't we all pretty much, all of us goy, pretty much go out at an early age at some point and go out on an Israeli kibbutz as a volunteer? You know, I've actually been to Israel a couple of times. You know, back when I was in the Marines, we'd have to stop off sometime there when I was working in the Middle East. But, you know, I always got a really cold feeling. I'm sure people remember me saying that from the Jews there. We were not allowed to train with the Jews. I've actually trained with the French Foreign Legion. I've trained with British commanders. I've changed with all kinds of commando units, special forces, Navy SEALs. But we were never allowed to train or even talk to the Jews. Isn't that interesting? Our biggest ally in the Middle East. But anyway, I just wanted to put this out there because I hear people mention this guy a lot on our side, and they never mention his Jewish ancestry. But anyway, I was able to find something that looks pretty credible. Boris Johnson, the current Prime Minister of Great Britain, his maternal great-grandfather was a Russian Jewish immigrant named Elias Avery Lowe, L-O-W-E. So you can look that up on your own out there. And that makes me wonder, is this Lowe's? You know, where you go buy all this stuff, you know, it's the biggest competitor to, Home Depot, which I know Home Depot is Jewish. I knew that a long time ago, but apparently that wouldn't surprise me. I'd hate to think that Lowe's might be Jewish as well. Also, in the matter of, our survival stuff and whatnot, there's this guy that I like to watch because I'm a gun nut and I don't like to waste money on guns. So over the years, you can go to a search engine. You might want to write this down. He's a guy, he's a good old guy, kind of older guy, big guy, and he's got no ego, he's just really good, he just tells you the facts. I think he's pretty good guy, and he really knows guns. Anyway, if you go to YouTube, he's listed as Hickok 45, as in a 1911 45, you know, automatic handgun. But anyway, it's Hickok, H-I-C-K-O-K. So it's a different spelling. H-I-C-K, like Hick, and then O-K, like Oklahoma, Hickok 45. And you can basically punch his name into a search engine on YouTube, and any handgun that you can think of, probably, if it's out on the market and people want to know about it, he does a review, and he's got his own little backyard shoot 'em up thing, and he'll put a bunch of different kinds of rounds to it or whatever. And I was watching one here. He did one actually on a shotgun, Mossberg 590 A1. I used to have a couple of those. Change of Seasons, and it'll show you what a shotgun will do at close range to pumpkins and watermelons. Devastating firepower in a shotgun. And I keep one of those beside my bed, of course. But anyway, I wanted to throw that out there. It's a good reference, you know, good place to go and look. He'll tell you the lowdown on guns, what their problems are, if they're reliable, which is always my main thing. Does it go bang when you pull the trigger every time? Yeah, you know, as far as Epstein, I haven't been watching much news lately. And when you mentioned that, the first place I went to was Drudge, and it was the main headline there. That's just out of habit. Back when I was on the internet, when I would wake up in the morning, I'd go to Drudge just to see if World War III or World War IV or whatever had broken out overnight. You know, because you just see the headlines, what was going on. I don't care for Drudge myself. Of course, he never talks about 9/11 or Israel or anything like that. So he's very biased as well. It's controlled, very much controlled news as well. But I just want to say, you know, the American people are terrorized. And this is a very racist country, by the way. It's racist against white people, by the ruling class who are Jewish. And the Jews, as a group, organized Jewry, they act as a terrorist group. I mean, they will not tolerate anybody advocating for their own interests outside of the interests of organized Jewry or Israel. It just, can you imagine going out and trying to make somebody lose their job because they're looking out for their own interests, or they disagree with you on this or that? Oh, or they said something about somebody who was Jewish. Oh, you're going to have to lose your job, and we're going to do this, and we're going to ruin your whole life, and we're coming after your mother, and we're going to get your dad, and you know, we're going to just, I mean, these people, I mean, is that terrorism or what? That's the definition of terrorism. That's who these people are. I don't see white people acting like that. I don't see white activists or white nationalists acting that way. Maybe we should. Maybe we should start acting that way towards these people. Sorry about that. I've got an incoming call here. But anyway, I just wanted to throw that out there, and I've taken up enough of your time. Hey, I'm real interested to get the information on that, by the way. On Tony. I appreciate Tony calling that information, and thank you. I'll hang up.
Okay, yeah, Tony, if you send that to me, I will send that out to everyone that would like to have it. That was really some good information. Okay, let's go to Frank in New York, patiently holding. Then we got Laura, Rick, and Chris coming up. Frank, how you doing today, sir?
Can you hear me, Farron?
Yes, sir.
Okay, about 3 weeks ago, well, this was just right after Epstein got arrested, I went on the local radio show, and I told the guy, I said, who's going to commit suicide first, Assange or Epstein, okay? Now, you were saying earlier, you know, when you mentioned that, I went out and I put on the TV. They had, like, a little brief thing, okay, and that was it. Then they all went to other topics. I thought this would be a big issue. Now, I called up a friend of mine who's very enlightened, okay? And I called him up, and I left a message with him. I said, hey, Epstein committed suicide. He got back to me. He said, do you think that? Or do you think he might have gone over to Tel Aviv, okay? And when you think about it, as you said earlier, he's on suicide watch. If you're on suicide watch, the chances of committing suicide, I got to think, are pretty slim. I mean, somebody's watching you, they got cameras on you, whatever. I mean, I wouldn't doubt what he said is the truth, Farron, and that's all I'll say, and you keep up the great work. I love your show, and I'll listen to your response if you have any.
Well, you know, I don't know everything there is to know about it, but I do know, like, on suicide watch, you don't have shoelaces, they remove sheets and anything that they have seen used prior for people to be able to hang themselves. So, I mean, Frank is exactly right. I mean, to commit suicide while on suicide watch. And these people are, they're very experienced in the craftiness of what people will use in prison to do various things. So it's you know, it's going to be, to of course, to this audience and to me, it's going to be very suspicious, but I find it very suspicious. So I agree with Frank. Laura in Michigan, how you doing? What's on your mind?
Trump one day will hold a rally and nobody will come. We need to boycott it. Any white heterosexual men or women gun owners should not attend Trump's rallies. I mean, he's like a kid. If everybody's going to show up and cheer for him, why would he think he's doing anything wrong?
That's a good point. Good point.
We've got to get people to stop going to those rallies. Even if he has just a half of the, you know, half of the venue full, he'll get the idea. The main people are kind of just grumbled about what he's doing.
I've been surprised, Laura, and I'll get your opinion, that this momentum has continued with some of the things that he's done and not done. Like, you know, no wall, we're still in Syria, we're still in Afghanistan. You know, as many of these promises that he made about ending these ridiculous wars and whatnot. You know, your opinion. Laura?
Yep. Yeah, I think, yeah. There's a lot of reasons not to attend. I mean, he's promoting the homosexuals. He didn't defund Planned Parenthood. I mean, there's a lot of reasons for white heterosexual gun owner women and women not to go to these rallies. If they're looking for a reason, there's plenty of them.
Yeah, that's right. Well, anything else you'd like to add? Hey, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Rick in Arizona, then Chris in Las Vegas. Stay there. We'll get to you. Rick, how you doing?
Doing good, Farron. Yeah, I'm doing good, Farron. Hope you're doing good, too. I just want to make a quick comment, and I'll let some other people talk. We got to get in the business of demanding to see the official crime scene photos of these alleged mass murders. You can see the official crime scene photos of Jeffrey Dahmer's victims, O.J. Simpson, the Sharon Tate murders, LaBianca murders. I mean, those pictures are extremely hard to look at. So we don't need excuses about we can't show them. We need to find what something like the Pulse nightclub, which is not a government property, where they allegedly shot what 50 people and injured how many more. There are the official crime scene photos. If these things actually took place in the vault, the government agencies where they took place. Okay, so what we're taking too much bait with these things. Like, for example, you always people will call in and say, "Yeah, there was a witness that saw there was three guys in dark suits with guns that were doing the shooting," or they'll talk about the manifesto. This is all red meat for gatekeepers to control the conversation. Other than talking about these things are absolutely fake, okay? If you look at all the evidence that the television has given you since the Aurora shooting in Colorado, you could not convict one of these shooters. You have not seen one frame of dead bodies or anybody getting shot, and especially with these kids, they're faster than Billy the Kid with a six shooter to pop a camera going on. We've never seen one frame of video of somebody getting shot in any of these shootings. Not even, you haven't even seen anybody got shot at Columbine, okay? What you saw at Columbine, you saw closed-circuit video of a guy standing there with a gun. But you have not seen any dead bodies in any of these shootings. So if there's a lawyer out there that has got the divine spark to go after the official crime scene photos and put these people where they belong, because most people are just going to get browbeaten into this. They beat us on cigarette smoking. They beat us on the drunk driving. There was never a drunk driving problem in this country until Candy Leitner and organized Jewish groups went after to destroy white men's lives and their families with these obnoxious, vicious DUI laws, which changed our culture, got rid of all the nightlife in this country, totally turned everything upside down. So anyway, just we need the official crime scene photos, and thank you for taking my call.
Well, I agree with that. And, you know, it's interesting what Rick said brings to mind. What they show is they'll show someone that's filming. You know, they were showing inside that Walmart. There was someone laying on the ground under or on the floor under some kind of big, I guess, you know, something that was holding clothes, a rack or whatever. But someone's taking is filming, video filming that person hiding, and then you hear the gunshots in the background or the foreground. Why is it, you know, in any other event, anything that happens, the people are there filming it and taking pictures, but somehow in these situations, none of that is available for anyone to see, the gory details, so that everyone would know exactly, without a doubt, what's going on. Okay, we're going to Chris in Las Vegas, then we've got Mark in Philly coming up. Chris, thanks for holding. Hey, Chris?
Yeah, fair. I think you have me on.
Okay, go ahead. We'll get him next. Is this Mark?
I guess I'm live now.
Okay, Chris. Is this Chris?
Yeah, thanks so much, Farron. I apologize for pressing in on the guy after me. There are a number of different things going on. One, this false flag, this red flag ruse they're putting up there. All this is a pretext for somebody to do an end around on your castle doctrine, duty to guard, protect, and defend your home, your homeland, against all enemies, foreign and domestic. This is an absolute obliteration of the Second Amendment duty to keep and bear, to guard, and defend against all enemies. This ability to use the abuse of process to call in a phony complaint on your adversaries, maybe you're pissed off at the ex. The Violence Against Women's Act is unconstitutional. The Supreme Court has already ruled on that. It should be Violence Against Humans Act, because men and women can both be victims of being abused by the legal processes of the system. Myself, my former wife, who used to be the best wife in the universe, was suborned to commit felony perjury by the U.S. version, supposedly, the Zio U.S. version of the SS, the Stasi, the secret police, called the Joint Terrorism Task Force, run by the Department of Homeland Security, the Fatherland Security, Michael Chertoff, son of Satan, the FBI in association with them, and Trump has fallen under their Svengali-like spell. He's up there talking about mental health, which is nothing but, if you see Psychopolitical Warfare by Kenneth Goff or Brainwashing by Lavarenti Beria, B-E-R-I-A, you'll find that psychology, psychiatry, and mental health is nothing but a Zio ruse to take vengeance against your adversaries, your enemies, or outspoken opponents to your insane or psychopathic position. That the only people who can not say what they want to are the enemies of the Zionists. Anything you say about them is deemed to be hate speech because they hate to hear it. It's an absolutely insane position, and to have Trump up there espousing these insane, non-supported by fact-based evidence, Federal Rule of Evidence 901, parenthetical 7. In fact, you mentioned the fact that they only had viewers taking videos there at Walmart. Every Walmart I've been in has a litany of cameras all over the ceiling, over the cash registers, all over the store. You're on 24/7 security surveillance, 24/7, 365 when you're in there. Where are the videos from the Walmart showing this supposed guy shooting with one clip of AK-47? This is absolutely insane. The American people are obviously stupid dupes if they're going to buy the lies of the Zionists and the controlled Mockingbird media. They must wake up. We are being led down the path of deceit by the master of lies and his minions, these demoniacs who want to destroy America. Thank you so very much, Aaron. Have a great day. God bless America, and thanks to the great callers on your show.
Hey, thank you so much, Chris. Man, that's a lot of great points. And yeah, I'm aware of how much, I mean, when you're doing the self-checkout at Walmart now, it's recording you. And in fact, our local Walmart just changed its security. So, yeah, absolutely. Some excellent points there, Chris. Mark in Philly, then we've got Jeremy in Kentucky coming up. Mark, how you doing? Thanks for holding, sir.
Okay, thank you, Farron. Mark the Spark here from Philadelphia, the front lines of idiocy in Sanctuary City, one of the pronounced sanctuary cities of our United States. Anyway, I wanted to share with you, I wanted to call in last weekend, but I was so very busy. There's a magazine, a Latino American magazine called Al Dia, two words, A-L and then D-I-A. And on the cover, this is from the July 31st through August 7th issue, and I just happened to be, you know, strolling by, and I saw this, and I picked it up, and here's why I picked it up. No more, it says on the top, and it's got this sign in red that's in the same pattern as a stop sign. A Jewish plea for Latinos, quote-unquote, never again. Activists are drawing on their Jewish heritage to take a stand against conditions at detention centers. So what they're doing is they're equating what's happening at the border with the Jewish Holocaust. Get that, Farron.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Okay, I tell you what, hang on for me. We'll wrap it up on the other side. We'll save 3 or 4 minutes at least for Jeremy. Jeremy, stay there. Back in moments.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
We're back on the alternative media. Ken says the clip played earlier, apparently on True News, you know, that's True, T-R-U NEWS.com with Rick Wiles. So if we don't get it, maybe everyone can find it there. Mark, if I give you a minute, wrap it up, then we'll get to Jeremy. I'll get everybody on, make everybody happy.
Sure. Sure, no problem. So the deal is just like Frank from North Carolina said from the beginning, the Jews are using these other groups because they're greater in number collectively. These other groups, the minorities, are less than we white folks, but collectively they're more than we are. So they have to rally the cause. The Jews have to rally these other troops, these other people, and create shock troops, just like this deal, Jewish plea for Latinos, never again, equating the border situation with the Holocaust. How absolutely ridiculous. And if they pass these red flag laws, Farron, watch the Jews figure out a way to create boiler rooms where they're making random calls to anybody that's a gun owner. They've already got the list. All they got to do is just, right? I mean, that's why you don't get a concealed carry permit, folks, because if you're on any of that stuff, you're on the list.
Figure out
a way to get
much.
A firearm privately.
Thank you so much. I hate to make it short, but Jeremy's been on hold a long time. Jeremy, you're on. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, sir, I hope I'm coming in loud and clear. I'm in Bum Snort, Kentucky, with very little reception. First of all, Tucker's comments about the class system and the upper class, the rich, ruling over us and keeping us under control by these issues. Hey, Tucker, cool with the anti-Semitic remarks, right? But secondly, I want to make a point about support of Trump as a strategy, and a lot of people aren't going to like this, but they are pushing normie Trump supporters our way. These people are really going to be looking for answers. Why do they call me racist? Why can't I support my president? And if they look at us for answers and we're dissing Trump, then we're just going to look like libtards. I know it's going to be hard, but hold your nose, get your back, straighten up and grab your MAGA hat and put it on and show up at these political rallies and make America great again, make Trump support equal white preservation. And when a news camera's stuck in your face, but when somebody asks you, why do you support Trump? Say, I support Trump because white people are less than 9% of the world population, and we're less than 62% of the U.S. population. And if we don't stop immigration, whites will be gone in a matter of a few decades. That needs to be the answer on our lips. And I think as a matter of strategy, not ideology, we should support Trump and get our hats out and get these people won over because we're running out of time.
I mean, things really are happening fast. We're going to run out of time. What's your opinion on this Epstein situation, Jeremy?
He is in the Mossad Witness Protection Program, and he's probably retired off to some little Lolita Island in an undisclosed location in the Caribbean.
Yeah, I'm under the same opinion. I mean, how convenient all this. And I appreciate your, from the point of view of doing this broadcast, I have to point out the flaws of where Trump is betraying us. But I think there's validity to your argument that, it's all that there is at the moment. And, it is what you said a couple of weeks ago, and I didn't do a good job probably reinstating what you said. But it is pushing people to have to pick a side. You're exactly right on that. It is so divisive out here, and the media is so unhinged, till it is making people have to pick a side. And some of this, the hubris of the left, like being at the turtle's house saying murder the turtle, how about they're the ones that's nonviolent? I mean, people can see through some of this, they absolutely have to. We're out of time, Jeremy. I wish we had more time. Great callers, all of you. Until next week, this is Farron saying, when they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military. military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan@hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.